Hi, my name is Arik Skouza and welcome again in Artificial Intelligence and Data Monetization podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you a few thoughts regarding the factors that are affecting customers' willingness to share their data with companies. In the previous episodes, I was explaining what is data monetization strategy, what is data monetization, how we can define that. And if you are interested, I would like to encourage you to find the previous episodes and learn about that once. If you have still questions regarding what is data monetization, what is data monetization strategy, how to approach those. Today, I would like to mention three important elements that are essential in building that kind of relationship with your users or customers or clientele, depends on what kind of business you conduct, what kind of factors you probably should consider if you want this group of users share data with your business. First one is identify what is the impact that data is going to bring. And that works in two directions. One direction is how that's going to influence your customers. And let me give you an example here. You can impact your own customers and clientele in various ways. For instance, in consulting business, when you analyze Net Promoter Score, you can say how much effort you need to invest in the relationship between your customers and your company to improve that important metric. That data-driven analysis will benefit your customers directly. By the way, it's called indirect data monetization because you tell your customers what kind of data you want from them to share the Net Promoter Score with them after the analysis. On one side, they invest in the relationship by sharing information with you, in this particular case, data. But as the return, they get the evaluation of the relationship and your communication, what you need as a provider to improve, to build that relationship at the higher level. That's impact your customers. And it's very important in data monetization strategies to explain that impact to your customers, how the data you collect will impact your customers. On the other side, that data will also impact the company, that will impact your business. It will help to improve your business. In this example I mentioned, the Net Promoter Score and the feedback you get through data analysis will help you to deliver better level service to other customers. So in this case, the customer that is sharing the data with you will not directly benefit that, but the other customers will. That's why this is important to tell your customers the data they share will also benefit other customers. In both cases, data impact is one of the third important factors when you want to build monetization strategy and implement that effectively. The second factor is trust. Obviously, trust, it's very important, but at the same time, it's very difficult to define what the trust is. At the same time, when we transparent, we build trust automatically. But the transparency can be reached at a certain level, because obviously companies are not going to share everything they do with the data, because sometimes they cannot do that. For instance, government cannot share the data because it's protected by law. On the other side, the companies might not know what happened with the data where artificial intelligence engines are consuming the data. In those situations, the trust is second important factor if the data monetization strategy requires to be very effective. The trust between the company and their primary customers is very important here. Anything the company do needs to do transparently and communicate with customers. And if the customers are not convinced, the company should not do it. Obviously, it's a very risky factor. On one side, you can quickly monetize data without saying and asking customer for a permission or for telling them what you do with the data. And we know that Facebook, Meta currently, Google, Amazon is collecting a lot of data and We are not aware of everything the companies are doing with our data or data that describes us. On the other side, if we learned what is going to happen with data and we give the permission for that, that automatically increases the trust for the product that we're going to use. One of the great quotes I read is something like that I want to share. The customers are giving the data based on trust, so we don't want to breach trust for a business opportunity, because then I will be using data for a different purposes than why they open it up to me. One of the managers of the company said so, and I think that expresses very precisely what that means to bring transparency into data and then increase the trust. And the third important factor are incentives. Incentives is something that we might define like that. At the end of the day, customers are asking the company, what is there for me? And those incentives should be as clearly defined as possible. I will share the example of one of the case studies of my projects where we leverage blockchain and machine learning to reevaluate the value of used heavy equipment. Just to clarify a little bit what I mean by this is, if you imagine a heavy equipment that works on highways or constructing buildings, those machines are very expensive. Every company that utilizes them after some time is looking for selling them to other companies to get back as much value as possible of these used machines, because even if the specific machines or the set of machines work for a specific time of time, they still good for other customers and you can still sell them on aftermarket. If you use blockchain and machine learning, you can actually evaluate the value of this used machine more precisely. There's only one condition that needs to be in place. It's access to the data that's going from the machine. That data that is stored in the machine computer can more precisely describe the machine condition than just a simple look and feel conducted by those people that put the price tag on the used machines. So when we get that data from the manufacturer of these heavy equipment machines, automatically the company that it wants to use that data, in my case, us, we need to ask ourselves a question. What is in this case for them? By them, I mean the company that manufactures the equipment and will share that data with us. In this particular case, we offered them the price tag reevaluation engine access for free. What it means is that if we build that engine based on blockchain and machine learning, and we will be able to put a different price tag, more precise one, we want to give a manufacturer an access to that algorithm so they can conduct the same exercise for their customers. In this case, we automatically approach the question, what is there for us? And this is very important, a third element of effective data monetization strategy, to ask this question, what are the incentives that those who share the data with us will get as a return? Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope we'll see each other in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.